going to continue the hour by talking about an event that's happening later on this week. This Friday, September 15th, marks the 60th anniversary of the racist church bombing in Birmingham, Alabama, that left four innocent black girls dead at the peak of the civil rights movement. That evening, Friday, Binkley Baptist Church in Chapel Hill is going to be hosting a free screening of Spike Lee's documentary, Four Little Girls, beginning at 6:30. Number of organizations coming together to co-host this event. And we're joined here in the studio by a former public defender and civil rights advocate, James Williams, who is one of the folks helping put this together. James, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron, and thanks for having me for this discussion.
What can you tell us, first of all, about the screening itself? What should folks know?
Folks should know that the screening will take place at Binkley Baptist Church here in Chapel Hill. The doors will open at 6 p.m. The screening will begin at 6:30. The film itself is about an hour and 45 minutes, I believe. And following the screening, we will have some discussion. And there'll be snacks and refreshments, and we're hoping for a good turnout.
Which organizations are putting it on?
The organizations are the Orange County Community Remembrance Coalition, which I happen to be one of the co-chairs, the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP Youth Council, and Binkley Baptist. And there are a couple of other churches that are helping, you know, supply like refreshments, things of that nature.
And again, this is going to be Friday at 6:30 at Binkley Baptist Church, one of several events that are actually being scheduled around the area this weekend to commemorate that tragic anniversary of the bombing back in 1963. What should folks know about the historical context here, if they don't already?
Well, you know, it's important to keep in mind. I mean, one can say why 16th Street Baptist Church, and why Birmingham. And it's important to keep in mind that the year 1963 was a very important year, not just in Birmingham, but in the country generally, especially in this quest for civil rights. There was the effort, I think they called it Project C for confrontation, to try to address, segregation and discrimination in the city of Birmingham. You had Dr. King coming to town. You had a number of arrests of civil rights protesters and demonstrators. And of course, you also had, Dr. King's letter from Birmingham, a city jail, I believe in April of 1963. And then some sort of compromise was reached, but only after there was the Children's Crusade, which is just historically such a important development and occurrence. And you had thousands of children, at least 1,500, 2,000 children, students, who skipped school to be a part of this movement and who ended up getting arrested. They had water hoses, turned on them. They had dogs, vicious dogs, turned on them. They were arrested and put in jails and prisons. And so this all occurred prior to this bombing. And the other thing to keep in mind is that 16th Street Baptist Church was sort of the hub of a lot of the planning for those protests. And I think that's the main reason that it was chosen as a target for this horrific bombing. The other thing that I'll mention is simply this, that, of course, President Kennedy, in response to a number of things that were happening in Birmingham and really around the South, came out in, I don't remember the exact date, but in June of 1963, came out, with a good speech where he said that he was going to seek, legislation, civil rights legislation. And the next, the night following that speech is when Medgar Evers was assassinated. And then in August, of course, you had the March on Washington. And the bombing of the church in Birmingham was a little over 2 weeks after after the March on Washington in August, I think August 28th of 1963.
It's incredible that all of those things happened just within a few months of each other. And then, of course, Kennedy gets assassinated a couple months later. But I'm thinking about the March on Washington, which we just got done celebrating the 60th anniversary of. And now you look back on that and the way we talk about it today, kind of the lionization of it, and the whole country coming together and celebrating it. That was hugely controversial and provocative at the time. And this is, in many ways, a direct backlash against that. And you think about that in the context of like what we're seeing in racial conversations and civil rights movements today. Like, it's pretty easy to look back at 1963, if you can do it with the right context, and say, you know, what we're seeing today is not too far removed from what was happening at the time in terms of what people are arguing and the backlash against.
Right. That is so true. And, you know, some things to keep in mind. One of the things that I'm hoping that there might be some discussion about at you know, following this screening is what are those children saying to us today? In terms of where we find ourselves right now. And I'm also thinking about, one person we haven't mentioned in the context of this, so far, Aaron, is George Wallace, the governor of Alabama, who created the atmosphere, that sort of fed that racial hatred and, that made, that eased the way for, events like this bombing, this tragic bombing. And I'm thinking about Ron DeSantis in Florida and the killing of the people at the Dollar General. And I'm thinking about right here in North Carolina, people like Mark Robinson, and who wants to be governor, and the hate-filled speech that he's spilling these days. And then, of course, people like Donald Trump. They spew these things, and, people listen. There are people out here who listen and then go out and do horrible things. And so while, one person might light the fuse or pull the trigger, there are other people who set the stage for that to happen, and that's something we need to keep in mind.
Speaking with James Williams, again, the screening of Four Little Girls, Spike Lee's documentary, at 6:30 in the evening on Friday, September 15th. That's the 60th anniversary of the church bombing in Birmingham, Alabama. Binkley Baptist Church hosting that, a number of different organizations coming together to host it. Got to start wrapping up, but as we do, what else should people know about the screening, about the film, or about the events that we're talking about?
Well, so another thing to keep in mind, and I just found this out recently, this year is also the 150-year anniversary of the formation of the 16th Street Baptist Church. And like I said, it played a critical role in the movement, and particularly there in Birmingham. And Spike Lee's documentary, I think is worth noting, helped lead the government there and the authorities there in Alabama to go after some of the culprits. I mean, people knew who they were, but this excellent documentary, which actually was nominated for an Oscar for Best Documentary, helped move forward. And even though it was years later, after their heinous act, people were convicted and sent to prison based upon this documentary.
Again, 6:30 on Friday evening at Binkley Baptist Church, screening of Four Little Girls. Everyone's invited. It's a free screening, discussion after the film as well. James Williams, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Aaron.